My name is Ben Merrill. I'm from Sugar Hill. And Campbell had told us last year, based on the scope of these towers, that they could potentially expand this, whether they decide to do that in 15 years or 20 years. But the consideration of them putting this under the ground is a great idea, except for that one thing for Northern Pass. They may not want to put it under the ground because it would be much more difficult for them to do an expansion. And I truly think with all the power dams that they have up there and what they plan to do, they probably do. If they get this through, this is going to be their corridor. And I think that's in the back of their mind. That could be the long-term plan. We get it through, in 15 years, another line goes through, and maybe even a third.
Anybody want to comment on that?
I think this microphone thing is hitting. In Northern COAS, they told us when they first proposed the Northern Pass at the various town meetings that they were looking for a 150-foot-wide corridor for one transmission line. The land that they have been purchasing the last year, and they have been delayed over a year by landowner negotiations, the land that they've been purchasing and the easements that they're acquiring that have been recorded indicate that they're looking at a minimum of 200-foot-wide corridors. And it may be for purposes of further development of power from Canada to southern New England, or it may be for purposes of the east-west transmission of wind power, which would coincide with a map that Pete Martin found. We call it the spaghetti map, showing what the power transmission corridors might look like in 2030. So Northern Pass is looking way down the road, not just this project, but clearly they're trying to widen it. And it may also be in conjunction with the FERC recommendation too, because we do have white pines in Northern COAS, as you know.
PSNH has been trying very hard to keep all of your attention away from that rental revenue point. So PSNH doesn't want you to know and understand that they've got a massive conflict of interest. When they say where the line should be sited, they're speaking out of their own pocket. They want the line sited on their right-of-way so they can collect rental fees. Nancy and I were talking about a little footnote to that. So in Martin Murray's last comments about rentals, a lot of you wrote into NHPR and asked that the rental question be asked, and Murray's response was, well, rental payments to PSNH, who cares? That's just going to go to reduce ratepayers. Well, but think that through for a second, right? So Murray is probably right that the rental payments actually will go to reduce ratepayers' rates because it's a ratepayer asset. But look at the situation PSNH is in. These people have lost 38% of their customer base, 38%. They lost an additional 0.5% in the last week of May by itself. They're on par just to have their business go into the ground. If they get a $50 million a year stream of rental payments, Sandy and I calculate they can reduce customer rates by 10%. So their entire business model to succeed against these independent power, independent distributors is to try to get subsidies. And in essence, Northern Pass is a subsidy for them.
I have a comment I have to make. At our town meeting, one of the most senior residents of our town who led the legal battle for Sugar Hill to secede from neighboring Lisbon, I don't know if all of you know that, but Sugar Hill is only 50 years old. He got up when we were discussing Northern Pass, and this is what he had to say. He's very succinct. He said, "Northern Pass, public service of New Hampshire is not your friend." That was all we needed to know.